Unit 2. Origin. Reading 1. Fireworks. Independence Day, Guy Fawkes Night, and New Year's Eve are all celebrated with fireworks. But how were fireworks invented? According to legend, fireworks were invented in China around 2,000 years ago. A Chinese cook accidentally spilled saltpeter into a cooking fire. It made a pretty colored flame. Soon after, the Chinese learned to make gunpowder by mixing saltpeter with other ingredients. Then a monk called Li Tian invented firecrackers by packing gunpowder into bamboo shoots and throwing them to the ground. He believed the loud noise of firecrackers could scare away evil spirits. Hundreds of years later, in 1292, the famous Italian explorer Marco Polo visited China. He was impressed with Chinese firecrackers, so he decided to introduce gunpowder to Europe. Soon, Italians developed new kinds of fireworks. These shot up into the sky and burst into beautiful colors. The new fireworks became popular in England in the 1500s. Queen Elizabeth I loved them, and Shakespeare even mentioned them in his plays. Over the following centuries, Europeans sailed to many new lands, and they took the Chinese knowledge of fireworks with them. Today, fireworks are a major part of celebrations around the world. There are even major fireworks festivals in countries such as India, the U.S., Singapore, and Korea. During these festivals, huge displays of fireworks light up the night sky with colorful explosions. Fireworks have certainly come a long way from their origin in China long ago. Reading 2. The Can Opener. When you want to open a can, you use a can opener. It's easy, isn't it? But it wasn't always so easy to open cans. In fact, when cans were first invented in 1810, there weren't any can openers. Instead, people had to open their cans with hammers. As you can imagine, most of the food inside got smashed up. Everyone wished for an easier way to open cans. Years later, in 1858, a man called Ezra Warner introduced an early can opener. It took the lids off cans quite well. But there was a problem. It left a sharp and dangerous edge around the top of the can. A few years later, in 1866, a man called J. Oosterhout came up with an idea. He designed special cans with their own keys. However, people still wanted a tool for opening all kinds of cans. Finally, in 1870, a man called William Lyman invented another kind of can opener. It had a wheel that rolled and cut around the top of the can. The design was simple but brilliant. Thanks to him, everybody could open cans with ease. Lyman's can opener was invented almost 150 years ago. However, his design is the same one we use today. It just goes to show, some of the simplest inventions are the best. Next time you open a can, be glad you don't have to use a hammer.